And good morning to the Enigma, Jason Nagel. How are you going there, Jason?
Very well, thanks, Neil.
That's the way. Now, we're going to talk a bit about local cricket and all that sort of stuff. Now, probably one of the big stories, and we mentioned him last week here, he's been doing a lot of work at Hanley's gym, is young Paddy Rowe, who's going off to play some cricket in England for 6 or 7 weeks. He left on Thursday, then he'll join the Australian under-19 squad in Sri Lanka as well. You've seen a bit of Paddy, haven't you?
Yeah, I was, when was it, 2015, I think it may have been. He was part of the, I was the team manager for the UK, MPCA UK tour, with my young fella Ash, and Paddy was actually in that squad, which Steve Chapman, who's the current coach of Footscray Edgewater in the Vic Premier Comp, he was outstanding. He had a great temperament, and you could just tell, and if Steve Chapman's telling you that this kid will make it, then yeah. I think it's going to happen.
Yeah, a few people sort of saying he's got a real chance of being one of those guys that makes for Australia. He's got the right attitude, the right temperament, and does all the right things, and he's decided to focus on cricket because he had a few other options there too.
Yeah, and his uncle, I think, is Justin Cross, that played a bit of cricket down here and was at St Kilda as well. So, good kid. Level head. His mum and dad, John and Miff are rippers, and he just every ball he had the same temperament. Tap the left pattern and just ready to play. And he understands his game. And I think me and the great man that you're sitting with, the big fella with the Hawaiian shirt,
young Michael.
We watched him in the under 16 grand final this year for PAB against Mornington on a Friday night. He controlled the innings and in the end won him a grand final, got 96 and batted beautifully.
Yeah, he did. Mick's nodding on that one. He thought it was a great effort. But Mick's a bit worried because he knows that some of the stories you want to raise might impact on him. So what? And I know you've
no,
got.
I'm not worried about anything, Jason says.
I've got two issues with Michael.
Okay.
They're not actually issues. They're actually, things that I need to discuss with him. First of all, a couple of weeks ago down at Sereno, I won a six-pack of Mornington Peninsula Brewery cans, which he gratefully handed over to the young fella, Paddy, for picking the halftime score. So I really appreciate that, Michael, that they're finished. And also, the other thing that concerns me, Mick, is does the name Alexis Ohanian ring a bell to you?
No, but I'm sure you're about to tell me why it should.
I think you're going to have to take him to court, or there's going to be, you will come across him soon. He's actually the fiancé of Serena Williams. I'm
is
a bit
that
worried
right?
that there's going to be some DNA issues coming up with her birth. So I'm just worried that it could potentially not be yours. It could be his.
It might be yours.
I wouldn't have thought so.
Oh, well. No, well, I've got to say, Jason, you can have Serena all to yourself. Jane Bunn's my pin-up girl at the moment.
Oh, God.
Yeah, and you and Darren Kerr.
Oh, no. There's a combination.
Yeah,
all right.
You'd be a Jane Bunn fan, Jack. I know you would be.
Yep. I like Jane Bunn, definitely. let's talk cricket. Actually, the other thing that we want to talk about is the Blackford trip over New Zealand. I heard that. You know about that, Michael? Is that the one you wanted to talk about before?
Yeah, you can talk about it. That's fine.
When you said that it was one of the funniest stories you've heard, it definitely is. It's a classic. So, anyway, I don't know if we can go there on
we'll get
community
him,
radio.
Yeah, we'll get him to. He has told a story once or twice.
Maybe
we tried to get a podcast, but we had some technical.
Well, maybe you need to get him to discuss it again.
Well, I think we'll do that. He's a regular on the footy show, and it is a ripping story.
Yeah. And now, Jason Roy, Michael, if he has intentionally obstructed the field, he's out.
Yes, but we're trying to see if we can determine the circumstances in which he was given for obstruction.
He was a non-striker.
Yes.
He went up and crossed over. But what happens though if you try and get yourself in between the ball and the stump, so, Jason? Aren't you allowed to
do that?
Do that.
You've got to get back, straight line.
So if
he's ran off his line, Michael, to do it, to get to the, if he's running a straight line and then he crosses up to the stumps to impede the ball coming back to the stumps, he's out.
Oh, well,
okay.
There you go.
Well, there you go.
Because I was captain of Rosewell, we got Colt Bryan out obstructing the field because he put his bat out to stop it.
Because he ran too slow.
Yeah, the stupid thing is he wouldn't have been out, but because he put his bat out, he actually got it. So.
Yeah, okay, and I wonder how many, now that he's umpiring, I wonder how many, Adam's umpiring. Let's go. Yeah. No, it's brother. Sorry, ignore that one. Right, let's look at some of the local cricket now. There was something in the leader this week when I'm sure that it was Jason Mathers who was quoted saying, yes, he got two Sri Lankan players coming to Rosebud, but he didn't know their names. So we thought, you will. You'll be the bloke who'll know the names here.
Know how to pronounce them.
And be able to pronounce them.
Yeah, well, absolutely, because I've already got the magnet made. So the first one's Graeme LeBroy.
LeBroy, that's an easy one.
And the second one's Brendan Kangaroopoo.
Oh, very good.
No, I'm with Heather, I've got no idea.
Absolutely no idea.
I think one of them's called Don.
Don.
Don?
Yeah.
No, in all seriousness, the clubs, you know, we've gone about a thing where we've always looking to the future of where we're going to be. And we've got a lot of kids. We've got 13 kids from the under-16s from last year that are all eligible to play seniors this year, and they're all going to. So we've just got a couple of year gap before they're ready, and rather than going local and sort of impede them into the future, you know, we can control the overseas players a bit into their time frames and stuff like that. So if it works, great. If it doesn't, I mean, we're already starting to talk to people for next year in terms of locals, but in the right age group for us. So, you know, we've obviously got a couple of older blokes. We've got Real One.
Glennie's retired, yeah.
Glennie retired, but if you want to get onto the Crib Point Facebook page, Crib Point Cricket Club Facebook page, you'll notice that there's an appointment of Brad Glenn as a coaching advisor.
Yes, he is going to do some coaching there. I did hear that one, just helping out.
He won't need his gear for that because he famously burned it, didn't he?
That's right, he's burned it. Or somebody burned it for him.
Yeah. I don't know who that was.
Where was the where's the contact come to get these boys across, Jack? Is it through Hedda?
Yeah, no, Hedda.
So they obviously haven't met Hedda. They've just heard of him.
No. So I've been in constant contact with, because I'm secretary this year again, so I'm on doing the paperwork and trying to get Hedda organised on paperwork stuff. He's pretty ordinary. So now the first thing we had to do was the selection sheet is now an A3 document because we have to
spell his name in full.
Yeah. Now we're looking forward to it. I mean, it's something different. We've done it before. I think 1998, 99, we had one.
Mm-hmm.
Sunji Gunaratne, and he was a ripper for the club too. So something different, good for the club, you know, and you can make 40 phone calls a year to try and get people over to your club, and you might get one. So this way, we've got a little bit of control. It's a bit harder with paperwork-wise, obviously, but it's easier to control in a way once you get them here.
I was just going to say, with the paperwork, it's bad enough trying to get someone from, say, a league 20 minutes up the line. Obviously, you need permits and clearances and all that.
Visas,
imagine the clearances you're going to need from Colombo in Sri Lanka.
And Candy, there you go. You've got one of them, right? One's from Colombo and one's from Candy.
Yeah. Wow, okay.
And Jason, do you have to get visas for them? Is that your role as well?
Yeah. That's all part of the process that we've got through Hedda and his contact. But yeah, that's I think it's a 421 or a 408 or something. Do I sound like I know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
At least it's not a 457. At least we know those ones. Yeah.
So it's one of those two.
Yeah, so we're going down the path of doing that. And, you know, we're not... With three games to go last year, we were in the four and unfortunately had poor games. We're inconsistent. So this sort of will strengthen us up a bit. And you have to. I mean, you've got to get a couple of players in every year. Otherwise, you're just sort of run-of-the-mill. Everyone in the comp's doing it, so...
Yeah, and it's going to be some pretty good sides there, like yourselves, Heather Hill, Mount Martha, we're all in the mix and around about the four, and some of those other sides will be stronger as well. So it's,
I think Mount Martha have lost a couple. I think Riley Shore and Ben Shorthouse have left.
Gone to Red Hill, yep.
Gone to Red Hill. Another kid from their twos, I think Jared Millington, he got some runs, he's down at two.
Yeah, he's all right.
Jared. Yeah, so... Yep. We actually had one of their two bowlers we were talking to as well, so he might be coming down just to try and change things up. He's just a young fella, so for them, Heather Hill got Sam Mullaby from Casey, who's ex-Bowden Power.
Yep.
But unfortunately for Heather Hill, they've appointed Damien Rigby as coach, so I'm not sure how that's going to go because it's like a flog.
Riggers.
Yeah. And who else is in our comp? Bowden Power are going to be strong, Craig Freeby.
Yep.
And lost a lot of weight too.
Craig, oh, good on him.
heaps.
Yeah.
Who else have we got? Ride, Matty Whelan's coaching down there, or captain.
Okay.
Todd Harnett playing down there.
Yeah. Handy bowler, Todd, I reckon. Underestimated and maybe didn't get as much out of last season as he would normally have wanted.
Yeah, the thing with Toot last year, they had a lot of bowlers and Todd was coming back off a knee from the year before.
Yeah. So he couldn't.
They had plenty of bowlers with AJ, and actually I was with AJ last weekend, and Brad Rossborough were doing our level two up at Deakin. So he's pretty, they took a rook and picked up a few.
Okay.
Brad Rossborough is back at Kingston.
Yep.
Premier. He's assistant coach up there. And the comp you don't want to be in, Neil, is provincial.
Yeah, because it's red hot.
I think if Rosebud had been playing against Somerville this year, you would have seen a bloke. There'd be blokes at second and third slip this year wearing helmets, I would have thought.
Yeah, Jade Herrick, pretty handy pickup for them, isn't he?
And, yes.
Yeah. And Red Hill looking strong. Now, you mentioned Riley Shaw returning with Ben Shorthouse because Nick Ezipov's retiring. Tom Collette also at Red Hill joining Donnie Collette. So they'll be a pretty strong side, Red Hill.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, coming off the flag last year, and then the other one in that comp's Main Ridge as well.
Yes.
Shirley Foster, and then Gareth White for, potentially could be a third stringer. First time for a while.
Yeah, because he got Nick Jewell there, correct.
And what's happening with you guys with Billy Quigley? Is he going to be around or is he still overseas?
Yeah, he's actually over in England at the moment. He's down in, where's he playing for? He's playing for the Lymington Cricket Club. He's already got 2 tons and an 80. And Jack Fowler's over there as well. So they've caught up in London. So just hopefully they can. Oh, I think they left London the day before the. I don't know how sad it is. I don't even know which one it was. But anyway, so when the bloke drove over London,
one of those events that happened.
Yeah,
in London,
they left the day before. So luckily, but he's loving it over there, and he'll be back a week before the season starts.
Now, the other whisper I've heard is that Ben Tracy returns to Mount Eliza too.
So. Now, and I reckon as he's driving through, he might pick up a certain left arm coach from Rye as well.
Is that a possibility? Is it?
Yeah, well, I think Tommy's doing his builder's course or something, so
okay.
If he does play it, he's definitely not playing it right. If he does play it all, I would have thought that he might go back and play
back with his brother.
With Nick, yeah.
Okay.
And Jason, just getting back to your Sri Lankan imports, what other responsibilities do you have in regard to these guys? Like, do you have to find them housing, or do you set them up to live in the pavilion, or what?
Yeah, they probably will have a couple of all-nighters there just to sort of get them into the Rosebud Way pretty early. We'll set them up with Pete Dowdy. That'll fix them. So accommodation and transportation and all that sort of stuff and work is done by the people we're going through. We sponsor them as a coaching panel, if you like, so they'll be part of the club. We'll sponsor them for their cricket and working with the people that organise it to make sure we're on the same page with all the documentation and all that sort of stuff. So it's sort of a two-way street with them as well.
Jace.
So it's all good.
Yeah, that's right. Great of you to catch up. It's not that long to the cricket season now. It's getting pretty close.
When do you start your pre-season, Jace?
3rd of August, Michael.
Now, when do you start? September the
20th? 3rd of October.
3rd of October, that's more like it.
So, I can't catch up. I'm down to Somerville Crib Point, the Savo, Michael. So I'll text you the live update.
Send those scores through to him. You'll love that.
Enjoy that. Sereno Frankston's going to be a huge game. And is Paddy, your boy, still going to be at Frankston this year?
Yeah, he's at Frankston. But he's sort of into his footy at the moment as well. He got his first game last week in the one, so he's playing the Savo as well. So that's good. But they've got their AGM on Wednesday night, Keith Jan. So their pre-season start. They've got a season launch straight after, I think. So I dare say their pre-season will start in the next couple of weeks.
Jace, thanks for the update, mate. And do we have that name again of the
Alexis Ahanian, I reckon he is.
Alexis Ahanian, all right.
It won't be the last time you hear that name, Michael.
Go on, Jace.
Good day to you, Jace.